it's a strange way to think about it. It's almost like science should transcend politics, and there are goals that would be ever present regardless of who's in office. Are you seeing that politics really influences the way that science is done and the way that scientists in America work with scientists in other countries?
The interface of science and policy is not always easy. The role of science, you know, we're interested in solving these big open-ended issues. Our problems that we look at are often scientifically precise because we're asking questions and we try to answer them. So there is a scientific precision to how we approach these. We're solving a set of equations. We're trying to measure something very specific. But it's very analytic in its nature. So that's kind of from the scientific front, from the bottoms up, you know, researcher providing a scientific value. We think of the world through a precise set of questions that are answerable or potentially answerable. When you look down from the policy side, you're wondering more, you know, what is it that people care about? What is it we should be thinking about? An event happens. What does it mean to me? You know, can I buy groceries? Is there gas? Where's the next open gas station? What does it mean to the electrical grid? Health issues you're worried about. What is at risk? Can it happen again? What do we do about that? There are places that science can inform that, but those kinds of questions are scientifically imprecise. And often they're not well defined, and they're not in the comfort zone of a scientist because you don't know what to measure. It's a place that science can help you understand it, but you're approaching it through questions that are not precise, and you don't have a natural theory to appeal to try and address it. It's true what you said. Science does have a more transcending nature to it in terms of its broader impact, its longer-term role to us. But we need it from time to time to answer more pressing questions that the country has. And so the challenge then working at the science and policy interface is, what tools do you have at your disposal? What do you use? Who do you reach out to? How quick can you do it? How much confidence do you have in anything you actually try and predict or inform?
As far as the agency itself, the NNSA, working with other scientists around the globe, how much does that happen with nuclear scientists who work for the NNSA or even policymakers who work for the NNSA? Is there diplomacy going on there, or is it more secretive than that?
It has elements of both. We have many close international partners in this business. The nuclear security business includes not just the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile, and supporting the president on that. It involves partnering with countries with similar interests. We have very close ties with the UK and France, very close peer-to-peer collaboration between our laboratories. We have relationships with Russian laboratories as well in terms of doing open science together with the counterparts of our national security laboratories in this country. And so we engage on, you know, open scientific research together and closed work together. It's both. And I think it needs to be that way. The value of peer review in the open scientific world is vital to how science evolves. You have to take the best ideas out there and you poke at them and you tear them down and you make them better. You try and find what the ultimate truth is. If you work behind a fence in a very closed environment with limited people, you cannot test your ideas as readily. And so the more people you can do that with, the better off you are.
One of the things that the NNSA is looking at as far as long-term goals is bringing down the number of stockpiles that we have. What are some of the other long-term goals the agency is working on that you can talk about?
We worry about reducing the nuclear risk around the world, you know, partnerships with other countries, trying to track and protect dangerous materials around the world is part of our concern. So it's overall reducing nuclear dangers, reducing risk. Part of that is the president's goal of a smaller stockpile. At the same time, we worry about protecting borders and ports. securing radioactive sources in hospitals and places that might be unprotected around the world. It's a whole collection of things really built around making the world safer. The portfolio of activities does change in detail, but ultimately it's under that general theme of reducing risk and making us safer.
Do you think we are safer than we have been in the past?
I think without a doubt.